7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
I'll have a baby, Kevin. I'll have a test tube baby.
Ralph. Okay, it's 1930 UTC. And that means you're listening to the Dubious Goals Committee. Hello, my name is Tobe. I am the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. And sitting right here in the kitty business pit is the sergeant at arms of the Dubious Goals Committee, Pippa. It's Pippa, my cat. Yeah, hi. So, yeah. Here we are once again. Another beautiful day for the Dubious Goals Committee. I don't know why I said that. I think it's beautiful. It looks like it might be sunny outdoors. I don't think it's very warm because there's still snow outside. And, yeah. What am I doing? I'm just still waiting. I'm waiting for a phone call from any doctor possible. And speaking of doctors, where are we with these drugs? How many do I got left? 4, 5. Oh, yeah, so I'm waiting. Let's see, where are we? Did I tell you this yesterday? Oh, thank God the cat's moving, because I've been sitting here for 20 minutes and it really hurts. Oh. Yeah, so yesterday I called the doctor, I called the ortho doctor, and I said, I just left a message. You're not actually allowed to talk to anybody. So I left a message on the magic machine, and I said, yeah, hi, this is Tobe. I wish to go forward with the surgical option that I was given by Dr. Porter. Haven't heard from him. When was that? That was, I don't know, 11 o'clock or noon yesterday. And I haven't heard anything from them yet today either. So I'm just waiting for phone calls. I'm waiting for phone calls from doctors who may or may not call me to help me with this horrible thing that I have in my back. That's great. So anyway, I think I'll just pour some tea here. I've been drinking the green tea. Which green tea have I been drinking? You know, the high class. The high-class green tea. Oh, it's good. And while I find the name to be utterly ridiculous, this tea isn't actually that bad. Strangely good. Strangely good. Especially considering how inexpensive it actually is. A good daily drinker. Oh, it's so yummy. Oh, yeah. So, I don't know what I'm gonna do today. I have a wealth of food options, strangely enough, due to going to the store a couple days ago. I've got salad. I've got food. I have salad dressing. I'm very excited for today's lunch. I'm also excited for football. I've got football games coming on here in 1.5 hours? No. 2 hours. 2.5 hours. No. 3.5 hours. It's a good thing I'm good at doing math problems, so I know when my football comes on. Actually, there is some other football games on right now. but it's something really odd. Or like CONCACAF or something. Oh, and there was something great on last night. What was it? Under 17 Women's South American Championship. So I watched Ecuador play Colombia, and it was a good game. It was a good game. Oh, I don't feel very good. Oh, okay, we're good. Last night, I mentioned this yesterday, I was sort of messing around, I don't want to say I was cleaning up this table that's next to me, but I was finding weird stuff on this table. And the other thing I found was a little sheet of instructions. What is this? This is about 12 by 18 centimeters. And it's stripper deck instructions. Well, it's not even really instructions, but it's from the Haynes House of Cards. This is a historical document. Basically, there's a paragraph, it's just in big bold letters at the top, stripper cards. And it goes, it takes a paragraph to describe, you know, the function of a stripper deck. And then it goes on to give you 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 very good effects to do. Kind of the basic effects to do with a stripper deck. I gotta set that aside. I need, I need some, like, display cabinets for my, historical documents. Start my own museum of awesome stuff. Because I keep finding awesome stuff, and then I think, oh, what should I do with it? I don't know what to do with it. Oh, I'll just put it down on this table right here, where it's within reach, and I can see it, and it will always remind me that it's there until I find a place to put it. And that always works really good until I find something else with the same qualities that also has to be put on the table, and then things get covered. And then once I can't see the things, then they leave my processing space. And we run into all kinds of problems now, don't we? Yes, yes we do. You know, I think about all I'm going to do today is sit here. You know, I'm not really sitting. I'm sort of half reclined. I'm half laying down and I'm half reclining. And I'm going to stay in this position all day. What am I going to do? Am I going to watch anime or am I going to watch live action stuff? Oh my god, I watched this live action thing the other day. It was great, but it was super depressing. I would have loved it when I was a kid. I sat through the whole thing and I thought it was brilliant. But kind of depressing. What was it called? Sachiro no One Room. It was great. It was great. But I gotta find something else to watch. Something a little bit more uplifting. I don't know what that will be. I'll look for stuff. Good tea. Oh. I wonder if they have tea this good in the Autonomous Commie Republic.
The Autonomous Commie Republic, which is part of the Russian Federation, is situated in the far northwest of Europe and spreads up to the Arctic part of the Ural Mountains.
Side. Uncle Grandfather. Al.
You dumb looking. Oh, God. She has brought a wrong tray of hamburgers.
But what about that path?
Stay true to the past and beware the, well, you know, the guy.
Who?
Brenda.
Beware of who?
Put those on the top shelf until the file is hot.
Who, Uncle Grandfather? Beware of who?
Quaffio.
Who?
Hire.
Quaffio?
You can do it. Now do you understand?
No, I don't.
You see, Geraldron. Hamburger should be high.
All right.
Oh, damn. Look at that.
Andy Warhol's there with Bohemian Like You. Oh, I do love that song. And now I can't remember what I did before that. Okay. Yeah, I'm having a horrible day. I need to be...
Keeping a ball clean, is he...
Yeah. See what I'm talking about? Yeah. I don't need this crap.
Keeping a ball clean is
essential
in improving play and enjoying a great round of golf. The R&R Products Grand Ball Washer delivers an elegant design while scrubbing the toughest soil from golf balls.
Let's
take a look at the many features that make the Grand Golf Ball Washer an asset on any course.
Let's do that.
The handsome body design is a clean, logo-free design.
Ooh, no logos.
The unique integrated collar design provides an appealing washer to mounting tube transition.
Nice transition.
The die-cast aluminum body is protected with a durable, hard anodized coating to prevent corrosion.
Anodized.
All ball washers are power coat painted in a rainbow of beautiful colors.
Rainbow.
The high-performance internal spiral brush provides superior cleaning.
Yeah, superior.
The carabiner hook securely holds the...
That's not a carabiner, and it's not a hook.
A teardrop overflow drain design prevents unsightly residue stains.
I do hate those unsightly residue stains on my golf ball washer. So clearly we have some... I don't know.
Fly into the sky, so very high, just like a dragonfly.
Kyari Pamyu Pamyu. And yes, that song, what is that called? Kimi no Mikata. Yes, that song does end that abruptly. I didn't do that. Okay, so what now? Well, I guess we could always synth. Yeah, what do we got going on here? Uh-oh. I was kind of messing around with some stuff last night. And, well, it's not that interesting. But we can add some harmony in there. What do I want to do? I don't even know. So I got this synth. I also got some drums. It's very basic drums, just a kick, and then I did some work on some hi-hat, and that sounds like this. Yeah. And when we put them all together, if I can reset this thing, there we go. Oh, this is not fun. As when we put them all together, we get something that sounds a little bit like this. What time signature is that in? Yeah, good luck counting that. Yeah, we're playing polyrhythmic games today. And I discovered something else. I was messing around. That's not what I wanted. I was messing around and I found out that I could do this too. Yeah, that's fun. And it works with the other stuff. And we can add some effects. What is this? What is the point? I have no idea. I don't even know what this is supposed to be or why I did it. Again, these are things that just fall together for me. Things like this are just happy accidents. No, or I shouldn't say accidents. And I don't know if they're happy. These things just happen. It's like when you take a handful of change out of your pocket, then you accidentally drop it, and all the coins then fall into a pattern that, I don't know, looks like some section of the night sky. So you start seeing constellations and stuff. That's what I'm seeing. I'm seeing constellations and stuff. Okay. Ding-a-lang-a-lang-a-lang-a-lang-a-lang-a-lang-a-lang-a. Stop this. Because it occurred to me we could add effects to the drums too, but we're not going to. No, we're not going to do that. Because you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name is Tobe, and I gotta eat or do something. I'm out.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.